This is Cricken for Audio.
Welcome to Cricken for Audio. I'm Amit Verma. England take on Sri Lanka shortly at Edgbaston, and they have reason to be worried by their recent form. Since they won the Ashes last year, they've lost a series in Pakistan, drawn a series in India, and they failed to win the first test against Sri Lanka despite being well on top early on. I had a chat with Andrew Miller, Cricinfo's England editor, to find out if England's fans have a cause for worry.
Andrew, since England beat Australia in last year's Ashes in the Trent Bridge Test, England have had 3 losses and just 1 win in 8 test matches. What's gone wrong with a team that looks so good?
Well, I wouldn't say it's gone wrong so much as gone slightly awry for the time being. What's happened is a lot of injuries. The problem, I think, mainly is a lack of the set 11 players who were such a formidable unit during the Ashes. They have fallen by the wayside. But at the same time, there have been a few young players coming through who have actually made their mark. It'll take a while for them to gel as the same sort of unit that took 3 or 4 years, really, to come together under Michael Vaughan. But, you know, when you have players like Alistair Cook coming through the ranks, Sajid Mahmood looked pretty good in his first outing, and Monty Panesar, the young spinner, I think it's actually, in the long run, if England really are looking at the Ashes as their goal for this year, then come November, they should have quite a formidable squad to take out down under.
One of the things England will need to do to win the Ashes later this year is field well. The reason England couldn't win the first test against Sri Lanka was a terrible catching, especially in the slips. What's gone wrong there?
Well, it was something that Andrew Flintoff said straight afterwards. He just said it was a freak. He really couldn't put it down to anything in particular. And to be fair, I think he had a point there. It was just one of those days when the catches do start going down, you wonder when you're going to get the next one. You start assuming that it's going to go wrong rather than assuming that it's going to go right. There's been a lot of speculation in the press about whether they're watching the right part of the bat or whether they're watching the ball out of the hand. I think it's just a matter of concentration. I would be surprised if as many as 9 catches go down at Edgbaston.
Andrew, in one of your pieces in the last test, you described Monty Panesar rather memorably as, quote, a wide-eyed baby giraffe on the plains of the Serengeti, unquote. May I have to venture a guess that no giraffe has ever been so popular in England or has bowled so well. What do you make of the man?
He is a phenomenon, isn't he? He's really captured the imagination of the crowds. He's bowled incredibly well when he's been given a chance, and to be fair, a May pitch at Lord's is not really a place for a spinner to make his first appearance in England. He's a bit of a throwback to the old-style England selections, where you'd pick someone because they're particularly good at one suit, but you would kind of gloss over the fact that they're not particularly wonderful at batting or bowling. I sense that the crowds have really taken to him precisely because they can look at his batting and fielding in particular and think that, we could do that. You watch him galloping around in the outfield and fumbling here and there, and the crowds lap it up. It's vaguely comical, but obviously there's a serious side to it, and I don't suppose Duncan Fletcher finds his lapses in the field quite as amusing as the crowd do.
Andrew, thanks a lot for talking to us.
I was chatting with Andrew Miller, who will be following the Edgbaston test as closely as I hope you do. Do log on to cricinfo.com for ball-by-ball commentary, live statistics, and extensive editorial coverage. For feedback on our audio programs, please write into audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.